My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, come back to wrap things up for what has been a really good show here on a Monday night. Thanks so much to Max Buchanan, University of Miami commitment, for joining us in this hour, along with Coach Ray Woody, Raymond Woody Jr. from Bethune-Cookman, and also Coach Chris Reed at South Dade. And we were talking just now a little bit about the University of Miami with Max Buchanan, but now we'll kind of elaborate just a little bit more about it with Jazz Santana, who comes to us from Five Reasons Sports, Six Ring Canes, Canes on Deck. I mean, you could go on and on. He has his hands in basically everything and follows the University of Miami. And this is, I think this is his best time of year when he follows recruiting. And certainly when we do our show each Monday night, we'll get back to that in a few weeks, I'm sure. He always has a knowledge and a thirst for it. And Jazz is kind enough to join us this evening. Jazz, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Blue. I appreciate it. It's always always fun to get on the show, man. It's been kind of crazy recently for Canes football. So excited about it.
Yeah. It is. I mean, and you know, coming up with some really, really good talent. You know, you get an offensive lineman the caliber of a Max Buchanan, who told us, even though he's playing tackle for Sanford Seminole, he'll move inside as a guard center. Big-time kid, Ezekiel Marceline, somebody who started as a freshman at Miami Central in their state championship win over Merritt Island. Big-time kid who – I like him to Sean Spence because he's that size. He's that athletic. He probably is one of the best cover linebackers I've seen. And then obviously his teammate Wallace, who's another talented guy. Talk about what Miami's done in the last month or so that's kind of said to you, hey, you know what? We are a top 12 team.
Yeah, don't forget to mention they just locked in another commit about 20 minutes ago in our linebacker Gavin Nix. So it's been crazy. I mean, just first of all, you mentioned Ezekiel Marceline, who's a kid that, you know, I think initially some teams or some outsiders were talking about, well, you know, a little small and this and that for a linebacker. He's only about 190 pounds. I think he took that to heart recently because apparently he's walking around at about 218 right now. So talk about small linebackers. I don't think that's a question anymore with Marceline, but you look at the trio of linebackers that Miami has now committed for next year's class with Nix, Marceline, excuse me, and Elijah Melendez. Some big guys, big kids, as you mentioned, very athletic, right? Can cover tight ends and running backs coming out of the backfield. So really excited about Marceline's talent, his abilities, his opportunity to develop here with a coach like Derek Nicholson, I think, is huge. And let's not forget to mention how well he's been doing on the recruiting trail as well. Big shout out to Coach Nicholson for doing some great things at the linebacker position. Of course, Amari Wallace, another kid that I think has a lot of talent, right? He's kind of a natural football kind of guy where he just goes out there, likes to hit people a little bit, but also an athletic kid that can cover. So I'm really excited to see what he does at the next level. You spoke to Max Buchanan today, just a really smart kid, a very, very intelligent, understands the game of football, but he's also tough. He's got a little bit of a mean streak. And if he moves inside, I think that's huge for his development as well. Coach Maribel and Chris are going to have their hands full with a kid like Max Buchanan. Haven't even mentioned some of the other guys, but I'm sure you'll bring them up now. So I'm really excited about those three kids, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Jazz Santana joining us. I will mention a couple of Chris Ewald from Chaminade Madonna, somebody played with Zaquan Patterson for 3 years. They started together back at True Prep. Talk about that, because I think this kid, a lot of people haven't watched him play. You remember he got pledged to Michigan 2 years ago, and then certainly a big time kid who I think has grown into the position, cornerback who's was 5'9", 5'10", now he's up to 6'6". He brings a lot to the table, as you said. Gavin Nix, a kid that I think he was a Miami guy all along. He becomes the highest star rated player along with Brock Schott and Gerard Pringle and Amari Wallace that they have. Talk about that, because Gavin Nix is a guy who at 6 foot, 225 pounds, is somebody that can also get in the mix linebacker wise. And I think one of the kids that a lot of people aren't even talking about is Herbert Scroggins. It comes from Benedictine Military Academy in Georgia, who I watched play and I watched his film for like an hour. And I'm thinking, holy moly. This kid's got long arms. He's quick off the ball. You better watch out for his first step, or you're just going to watch the back of his jersey.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start off with Scroggins first. I think you nailed it with him, right? He's about 6'2", 235 or so. So he still actually has some growing in to do. So you're talking about a kid with long arms already, a long reach, quick off the ball. And right now he's playing with some leverage on some of these bigger offensive linemen, because he's not your 6'4", 6'5", prototypical edge guy right now. But you're talking about a kid that, if he stays at that 6'2", to 6'3", range, could easily play that edge, maybe even an outside linebacker type of guy, unless he grows into his body, as we've mentioned before. If he grows into his body, now you got a kid that's about 6'3". 6'4", 250, 260 pounds, with that type of athleticism and length. You know, it's not always about getting the guys that are big and strong and fast. I know, we tend to harp on that. That's not to take away from Scroggins, because he is a big kid. He's strong already, but you're talking about a kid that knows how to play the game, comes from a really good school up there in Georgia, where his leadership qualities, his moxie, his intelligence is going to play just as much a role as it is in his talent. So you're talking about a 4-star kid who's going to come in here and learn from some of the best in the country, not only coaches, but you've got Bain and Austin and some of these other guys that are playing on the line that he's going to be able to learn from. So really excited about him. Gavin Nix is just one of those guys that we mentioned earlier. Aside from football IQ, big, strong kid, 6 feet, 225. By the time he comes into Miami, he may be ready to start right off the bat, right? He's going to be a monster, just like Elijah Melendez. You look at those guys, and those kids look like they're, sophomores and juniors in college already. So, I love his athleticism. Again, another guy who can play multiple positions at that, linebacker position, who's going to come in and test some of the guys in front of him, right? And that's what you want. I mean, going back to Max Buchanan a little bit, but he mentioned in an interview when he committed that he's going to come in and try to take someone's spot. And that's what you want. And that's what these kids are going to come in and try to do. They've got kind of that little swag, that little attitude about them. Gavin Nix is no different than that. And of course, Chris Ewald, as you mentioned, committed to Michigan early on as a smaller kid, developed, grew, played against the likes of Zaquan, with Zaquan Patterson, JoJo Trader, and Jeremiah Smith. Let's not forget who we went up against every day in practice. You're talking about a kid that's going to come in and have that type of experience already, playing against some of the best in the country as it is. I'm excited for him because now he's your 6 foot, 180 pound guy who's going to be physical, who's going to have that size, that strength, that speed at that cornerback position. And it's a position where, you know, Blue, you know, Miami, you know, struggled to get some good guys recently there, or at least have the depth that they've been happy with. And now this starts to build that depth there. So excited about him as well.
Well, before I let you go, I know there's somebody else on the horizon. Could be their highest 4- or 5-star rated kid, Hilton Stubbs, who decommitted from the University of Southern California. And I told you on our Six Ring Kane show that I had an opportunity to spend some time with he and his parents. He showed up at Miami 3 different times, so that had to kind of be a signal. It'll probably be coming soon, and certainly that's going to add to what is starting to be a pretty good class. You know, last year top 5 class, this year. We'll probably end up in that top 10 range, certainly. Now, when does the Six Ring Kane show start back?
Actually, with all these recruits and all these commitments recently, we're going to do a little something tonight in about probably a half an hour to 45 minutes. We're definitely going to do something tonight, talk a little bit about that. And we've got Canes on deck tomorrow, which is going to be big because Miami baseball, you know, their baseball program is actually doing some big things on the transfer portal recruiting trail as well. So we want to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But tonight in about half an hour or so.
Good stuff, Jazz. We'll see you soon. I appreciate you, brother. And have a great holiday if I don't, but I will talk to you in a little while.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure, Blue.
Good stuff. Jazz Santana, 5 Reasons Sports, 6 Ring Kane Show, which is coming up tonight at about 8:30 or so. That's going to do it. Have a great holiday. Danny Garcia, thanks as always. We'll see you next Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!